we are, mentioned him today, we might even finish the Mishnah. We are up to the Gemara, I believe we finished the Mishnah. The Mishnah's first case was, because the get is supposed to kick in at the end of 12 months, and unfortunately for this woman, it is unfortunate because her husband died, and she has to be stuck with Yibum. That's why it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate she lost her husband either way. Either divorced her, or she's a widow. But in this case, she would rather be divorced, so she shouldn't be stuck with Yibum. That's the assumption of the Gemara. So unfortunately for this woman, her husband died, and therefore, the get does not kick in, and she's stuck with Yibum. She's stuck. She's a widow. What does a widow do when their husband had no children? Either Yibum or Chalitza. Okay, again, so now depends whether Mrs. Yibum Kedemes, Mrs. Chalitza Kedemes, can he force her to do Yibum? She has to come up with a good excuse. Now we have to go back to Masechtas Yevamos and figure out, can a woman get out of it? It seems, again, from my recollection of Masechtas Yevamos, that she has to have a good reason of why she doesn't want Yibum. Has to come to Bezin and say, I can't marry this guy because... Again, so I don't know how that because has to work out, but not every woman can come up with a good because. She just might not like him. I don't know if that's a good enough reason that Bazin would get involved. You know, lady, get to like him. I'm speculating. I don't know. The Gemara says, we're not chaysim and isha. A woman comes with a valid taina, we get involved. But even if you paskel like Abishol, that Mrs. Chalitza Kedemes, but we don't stop people from doing Yibum. Today, as a matter of fact, we do. But in those days, they didn't stop people from doing Yibum. The guy says, I mean L'shem Shemayim. You going to argue with him? Unless he comes up with a good taina. She can come up and say that he mistreats his wife. There's ways, I guess, there's taina she can say. But it has to be a valid taina to message to get involved. This woman would rather not have to deal with it. So, again, for her, it's unfortunate. She doesn't have a husband either way. He's dead, and he divorced her, right? The question is, which one is she? The Mishnah, she's an almana, not a grusha. She has a benefit. She can marry a kayan. Not if he gives her chalitza, then she can't marry a kayan. You know? So there's, you know, like, Tana Rebbe say... The get's gone because it can't be chal. He's dead. She for sure can get married after 6 months. I mean, she needs Yibum. If there's, again, this is all assuming that he has no children and there is a brother. Tana, Rabbi Seinu he teru elina say. Even though the Mishnah says ain't a get, there were Rabbeim that said, no, she is divorced. She doesn't need Yibum. Why? The guy said the get should kick in after 12 months and he's not alive after 12 months. Man, Rabbi Seinu, I'm Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Beidina, the Shar Mishcha. This is the bezin that was matur goyish oil. And again, this is a matter of identification. It has nothing to do with get. But when they asked her things from goyim, bread and kibishul and all those things, one of the things they asked her was buying olive oil from goyim. Again, because of social contact. For every reason, Akum took off, bishul Akum took off, shemen Akum did not take off. So came along a bezin and said, we are removing it. It's off the books. So that became the bezin identified as the Beidina de Shara Mishcha, the bezin that removed the Isser of oil. Nothing to do with Masechtas Gittin. They also paskened that you hold like Rabbi Yaisi that the time of the get makes everything retroactive. So Memela, even though he said the get should kick in after 12 months, but the get has a date. And by writing the date, it makes retroactivity, so then she is divorced. It's a Tana, it's Rabbi Yaisi. He's allowed to disagree with the Mishnah. The Amar is Manasar, which we had earlier in the parent. Who was this Beidina the Shari Mishcha? Who was this person? Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, B'nai Shurim Gamliel by Rabbi. Rabbeinu HaKadosh's grandson. Rabbeinu HaKadosh had a son named Gamliel. And I'm, right? He's the son of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And he had a son named Rabbi Yehuda. Now, to differentiate between him and his grandfather, they called him Rabbi Yehuda Nesiah. He was a Nasi, but he wasn't Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who was Rabbi. He's Rabbi Yehuda Nesiah, who's Rabbeinu Kaddish's grandson. And his bezin removed the Isser of oil. What right did they have to do it? L'chayra, later bezin cannot remove an earlier bezin stakana. So that comes to the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, because it was loy nispashet yisur b'chol Yisrael. It didn't take off. And any takana that didn't take off is removable. Why didn't it take off? I don't know. It wasn't there. I can't tell you. But the Gemara says it didn't take off. People didn't keep it. So once they saw people weren't keeping it, a bezin's allowed to remove it. Let me just finish. The rest of the Beis Medrash did not agree to his halacha that this time indicates retroactivity. Some said they didn't agree to him during his lifetime. Afterwards, they did accept it. But it argues in our Mishnah, which says that we don't say retroactivity because of the Zaman of the Shtar.
Is that true, Rabbi, that later on is greater Chachma?
It rarely happens. You're not going to have Rabbi Yehuda Nesiah, who's two generations after Rabbeinu HaKadosh, have a bezin that's greater b'chachma b'minyan than the earlier Tanoim who made the Yisr.
So you needed all positions?
You need godly men of b'chachma b'minyan.
So?
Exactly what it says.
I said it.
No.
The reason he was able to do this is because
he didn't take off. That's what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara asked in Avodah Zarah, how can he do it? Now again, this has nothing to do with our sugya. It's just marking which bezin it was that paskin like Rabbi Yosi. Yes?
Is bechor something that has to stand the test of time before it becomes a law? In other words, were the people wrong for not listening to the bechor?
I have no idea. It's a good question. I have no idea. My guess is yes. But it did. This is what happened.
Yes to what?
That it was wrong. It was wrong. They made a takana, people, again, why they didn't keep it, I wasn't there. But it wasn't being kept, because I pulled it off the table. How long after it was made, I have no idea. I can't give you any facts any more than I just gave you.
You could tell us others that never took off. You mentioned one time something else.
This, it was the same Gemara, same Mishka. We just had it a few weeks ago.
Recent thing that never took off.
I don't know. Rashi, it's a rule, there's no bezin today. The concept of a takana that has to be kept in halacha of a bezin doesn't exist today. I'm not getting involved in whether we do have to keep takanas or not keep takanas. It's not the same as the strength when bezin asked oil of Gayim. It's we're not dealing with that. We don't have a bezin agadol today. We don't have that. They still had it.
The point we made about what fasteners were just a suggestion.
Again, I said I'm not getting involved in what the obligation to keep takanas made by Gedolim is today. I'm not getting involved in that. I can only say the following: by Chassidim, it's less of a problem because by Chassidim, if the Rebbe says something, if you don't listen, you're out. You just don't belong anymore.
It's like
very simple. The Satmar Rebbe makes a takana. People don't listen. So fine, so they're not Satma Chassidim anymore. End the story. If they want to identify, they have to listen. If they don't want to identify, they don't have to listen. Now, in the non-Chassidish world, there's no belonging, so to speak. That you don't belong, you do belong, it's hard to know. That's what he mentioned before. Yes. Rashi. Hiteruli nasei. The Abba Gavdol Yomra Ma'akshav, Kamal Dama Ma'akshav Dami, the Mistama Ma'akshav Kamar, he means Ma'akshav. Medina the Shara Mishka, Shamnon Shalom the Kachovim, the oil, or Shmeinan, how to pronounce the word, is Shamnon or Shmanam, of Gayim, behind Rabbi Hudin and Sia, Shabbi Me'am Aroyim, Ben Benoish Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Tzamina Mesechta Sabbe the Zara, Mistama Chavaz, Rabbi Hudin and Sia, Kasvid Rabbi Samloi. He was leaning on the shoulder of Rabbi Samloi. Rabbi Yisrael ben Basra, I guess that just puts him in which area time he lived. He lived in the same time as Rabbi Samloi, who was an Amayra. Rabbi Yisrael ben Basra, Kaisin the Chasid was very lach Rabbi Yisai, Tzarech Sheikhtim Ayyem Allah Chamisa. That's what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Yisrael ben Basra, Ainet Tzarech, Shizman Asher Shai Mechiyachal, Vlach Yichtis Man Mishtarach. Leida to know Shekshem Ayoyim Nasal Gufakarka Shloyishu Echavimo. He gave him the land that his brothers, meaning the other children, won't have a chelik. Vaperes Lachamaisa. B'nai Shur Gamliel by Rebbe. B'nai Shur Beinu Hakadosh. Rebbe is Rebbeinu Hakadosh. Hirish Shteim Lutaris. He passed him by this get that we say retroactivity. According to one lashon of the Gemara, during his lifetime, nobody accepted it. It seems that afterwards, it was accepted. What? This was an old thing. That's why I used the paper to save paper. I'm a green person. I mean, I believe in green. Money is also green. No, I'm just saying. But I did it because I had a piece of paper in my Gemara. Weiter. Zok die Gemara weiter. Dr. Harris, if you want to, you can fill in all the answers and send it that way. That way people will get the answers filled in. That's the Gemara Baiter. Amar Lo Rabbi Eliezer Lahu Saba. So Rabbi Eliezer asked one of the old people who was around when Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya paskened like Rabbi Yosef and said that if a person says to his wife, this is your get after 12 months, and he died during the 12 months, it's still a get. It's retroactive. So Rabbi Eliezer asked, Rabbi Eliezer asked one of the old people. He said, you were there. When is he allowed to get married? If the get is retroactive, that's what Rabbi Eliezer said, right? That's what Yudin Nesiya Paskin. The husband died after 6 months. He ain't coming. So now, can she get married now as a divorcee? Because she doesn't need Yibum Chalitza, because the get is going to be retroactive. So she's now divorced. Or do we say, well, he has to not show up for 12 months for the divorce to kick in. He has not, he's still 12 months haven't gone by. But we know he's not coming. So can we say already that she's divorced? Because we're sure that the get's going to be retroactive. And if it's retroactive, that means she is divorced now. Or do we have to wait for the tenai to be kept?
Either way,
she'd have to wait 3 months. So he died after 6 months, let's say he died after a month. I mean, it's still... But you're right, he should have to wait 3 months. Do we say, La'alter shirisul doliyasi ain't coming, but the malach yudei shirisul doi kaim le tenai, because the tenai was kept. That's what Rabbi Eliezer asked the Saba. Frank the Gemara, why did he ask the Saba? He could have asked this on our Mishnah. But he boiled Masnison. Forget Rabbi Yaisi. Forget Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. Our Mishnah said, Me'akshav le'basi amikaira yud beis chayrish. The guy spoke out, Me'akshav. Umeis b'taych yud beis chayrish, how is he get? So, we can ask the same thing. The altar, hi, da'al le'asi, is that right away? I don't allow you to make chayrish, I can't wait tonight. Why did he ask? You're asking Rabbi Yaisi, you make it sound like this Shiloh is a new Shiloh based on the fact that the Zman creates retroactivity. Well, Me'aksha for sure creates retroactivity. So why don't you ask in the Mishnah? Zog to Gemara, you know, Enochanami, he could have asked in the Mishnah. He thought the Saba would know because the Saba was there when Rabbi Yaisi, when Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Paskin. And maybe Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya said when she can get married. Our Mishnah doesn't tell us when she can get married. So our Mishnah, we have a question. What does it mean? And I have no solution. But maybe Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya said it. You were there. What did he say? And the answer is, we don't know what he said, and it never gets answered. So the reason he asked the Saba is because he was there when the Pesach was given. And maybe the Pesach was more elaborate. The reason he didn't ask the Shaila in the Mishnah is because he had no way of solving the Shaila. So he didn't ask it because he knew there was no solution. Whereas in the story of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, he was there when he paskened. What did he say? Did he address this issue? And the answer is no, he didn't, and therefore we don't know what happened. He doesn't answer. By not answering, that means there's no answer. The Gemara doesn't answer it.
But you have to
come with
it, right?
Taisa asked Akasha, what's that? Why shouldn't she get married? What are we worried about? The bottom line is, going to be retroactive, why shouldn't she get married? Her husband's dead. Right? He's not coming. We know for sure she's a divorcee.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's Tyson's discussion. Advertises. Can I just say advertises? Advertises to Gzeira. The Havamina is that maybe we make Gzeira because people will see her getting married before 12 months and will think that not because her husband died, but because once he gave her a get to kick in after 12 months, she can get married before two. And we don't want that. So therefore, we that make Gzeira.
The person was there by the shots get, but he did not know about the Misa. That's all. That's the answer.
That's the Tyson. The Yerushalmi says, we're afraid for Tchias HaMes. That's the Shaila. Shalmi says, we're afraid for Tchias HaMes. So now comes the big Shaila. So does that mean if a guy dies and has Tchias HaMes and he's still married? Because you're saying you're afraid he's going to show up because of Tchias HaMes. It's not the same person. He died. Again, he died in between. So this becomes a shaila d'achreinim. If a person has chias hamesim, I mean, it's not so practical because, I mean, usually, again, it will be practical, but at this point, it's still not practical. Very few people have chias hamesim. But if you have chias hamesim, are you still married? The Yerushalmi seems to say you're still married. That's what it seems to say. So the question becomes, if your chayshus is chias hamesim, how can an almona ever get married? He might have chias hamesim, and then she's married to the first one. That's the kasha to ask. If you're worried about chias hamesim, to any widow that gets married, if her husband has chias hamesim, so what happens? So now she's married to the first husband. So she lived as an eishes ish? And it's impossible to say that. So the achrayim say the following thing. I think it's a beautiful chapter, not that they need my haskama. The Torah says, I ki yamos isha achron. The Torah says when a husband dies, a woman can get married. The Torah doesn't say, that's what the Torah says. If he has chias hamesim, we have a problem. The Torah said she can get married. She can't be considered an eishes ish. The Torah said she's allowed to get married. The Torah says a woman's married, her husband dies, she can get married. Maybe he's going to have chias hamesim. The Torah said, don't worry about it. And even if he has chias hamesim, it's not her problem. The Torah said, the minute he dies, she becomes mutter to get married. The only reason the Yerushalmi is worried about chias hamesim is because of the get. If she got married as a widow, that's what the Torah said she can do. But she's getting married because the t'nai of him not coming back. Well, he did come back. That's why the Yerushalmi says chias hamesim. If a woman has her husband dies and she gets remarried and he has chias hamesim, she is not married to the first husband. What do you mean? He's here. He's here, but the Torah removed his marriage. The Torah said if a husband dies, the woman can get married. Her marriage is no longer existent. But what happened over here is she wants to be a divorcee. That depends on him not showing up. If he has chias hamesim, he is showing up. He's not married to her because he died. But he's showing up, so the get's not a get, so she's an almana, not a grusha. Yerushalmi's not saying she's married to the first guy. Death removes marriage. Even if you have chias hamesim. Yerushalmi's saying, this woman is legally married when she got married, but she's not a grusha. She needs yibum. Because he did show up. He is the same person. He did show up. The Torah said, a person dies, even if he has chias hamesim, his marriage is canceled. Beautiful chat, not great in that Yerushalmi. Because if not, according to Yerushalmi, how can a woman ever get remarried? A husband might have chias hamesim.
But only in this case, the T'nai, where it happens
happening
after
Monday.
The 12 months? What happens after the 12 months, then? I mean,
somebody here is, and we give precedence to the attending crowd. Yes.
That's what it says.
Yes, you have a song for it also. Yes, God.
I don't know any song. Bottom line is, look at it with the world now. You don't need
that. So that's a kasha of the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi says it, right? And we don't, even if we don't understand the Gemara, we go with it. Now, Babli didn't say it. So Babli argues on that. The kasha is on the Yerushalmi. that says we worry about Chiyas HaMetzim, so how can any woman get married? I'm just explaining to Yerushalmi. That's all. I'm not saying everybody agrees to that Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says it.
What's up, Aleph?
I have no idea what Daf is on, so I brought down. I didn't learn the Yerushalmi inside. Highly doubt it's a Daf Aleph because it's in the seventh parak in Gittin. I don't believe that Yerushalmi got all six Prakim and the seventh in on one Daf. Hardly doubt.
What I've said that for is to show everyone that I know it is a Daf Aleph in Yerushalmi.
Okay, thank you. What am I supposed to say? Thank you.
Why?
What?
Why?
Why is what? Why? Why is there a Daf Aleph in Yerushalmi?
No. Are we having
good question. Okay. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. The outer should be so up. Because you're some of my shemaisa for the kind of good base chaydish. Holy Yatish, I've had the Yavi. I'd be asking on team tonight. He won't come to the team tonight. To boil in, I'm a masnis and angle of a marsha, but the Yakoil, my boy La Pukta, why did you ask it on the Yasi? Ain't no kidami. Think of me boy a masnis. Why did he ask that old man to leave it to Rabbi Seinu? He was there when they were matrin. He can say something he heard. He'll hear what they said. He could have asked the Shaila in the Mishnah. And he would have asked the Shaila in the Mishnah. But he figured it's a better chance to get an answer if I asked the person that was there when they basked this. And he didn't get an answer. So according to the Yishalmi, the Gemara does give an answer that she can't get married until after 12 months because he did not keep the condition yet. He still might come back. Taisa says, what's the Havamina? Taisa says, Gzeira. Yishalmi says, no, it's not a Gzeira. It's a fear. I hate to use the word a fear of Kriyas HaMeisim, but a chance of Kriyas HaMeisim. To me, Yishalmi is amazing only in the point that Kriyas HaMeisim was real, meaning it wasn't just like a theory. To the Yishalmi, Kriyas HaMeisim is real. He can have Kriyas HaMeisim. I mean, there's going to be Kriyas HaMeisim. An Imam Mushlema, Kriyas HaMeisim, Beisha Talaras, Beisha Beris, Beisha Beris, Beisha Beris, right? There'll be Kriyas HaMeisim. So to us, I mean, I can only talk for myself, Kriyas HaMeisim is something that's going to happen. But it's not on my daily calendar. It's going to happen today or tomorrow. You know, it's not in my mind. It's in Yerushalmi. He can have Kriyas HaMeisim. It's like, he will. You know what I mean? It's like, it's on the day. That's to me what I was involved with Yerushalmi. Yes.
Okay,
then,
Kriyas HaMeisim starts
okay, I don't know what that means because unfortunately I've lost my parents. I've lost my parents and they're not back. And I lost my rebbeim and they're not back. So maybe I don't know what somebody said. I can't answer your question. I don't know
that's,
a couple.
That's the key thing about Kriyas and
yeah, but what we need for this Yerushalmi is that the man should walk in.
Yeah, it's the Kriyas of the corporeal breath of the man.
Yeah, but that's not going to make a difference in get. Yerushalmi talked about Kriyas HaMeisim, of the man walking in. Say, hi, I'm back. And nobody faints. Because usually if a person walked back after he was buried and he walked back in, it would probably cause some fainting to happen. Shock. But Yerushalmi talking about Kriyas HaMeisim is a real... I'm talking about the guy who was buried... 6 weeks later, walks in and says, I'm back. That's what the Yishalmi says. I know. All I know is Dr. Schwab told me, there's a guy, Dr. Schwab, he taught me that when they do resuscitation, whatever it is, the guy's not dead. He's still alive because doctors can't be Mechayim Hashem. What they can do is prevent death. He hasn't reached the stage of death yet because he did. There's no way they can make him living. Doctors don't do Kriyas HaMeisim. So Dr. Schwab told me. So whenever they bring a guy back, he's not bringing him back from death. They're bringing him back from he's dying and they're stopping that process. So I heard from Dr. Schwab. You might want to disagree with Dr. Schwab. That's up to you, but that's what he told me. Now listen, at least I think I heard it from you. Okay, it does make a difference now. Don't think about it. I'm Rabbi Yaakov by the Pechadam, which takes the Chamber and Atika, it's going to be a Kiddush in Karachi here. I'm Rabbi Yaakov by the Pechadam, which takes the Chamber and Atika. Everybody agrees that if he says to his wife, you're going to be divorced when the sun comes out from its sheath, which means at sunrise. Rashi. Come by the Bible, Lishta Belay, Lizagita, because it takes the Chamber and Atika. He means when the sun rises. And if he dies in the middle of the night, it's not a get. The sun didn't rise yet. Right. If he says to his wife, I am divorcing you on the condition that the sun comes out, that's retroactive. Saying amanas is automatic retroactivity. When does Rabbi Yitzi say his halacha? If he says you are divorced if the sun comes out, not when the sun comes out, but if the sun comes out. Mar Savalok Rabbi Yitzi that is manager star mechiyacholov. What Rabbi Yitzi says, we say retroactivity. Mavle kimayoyim and meisi kimachshav and meisi. Mar Savalok Rabbi Yitzi mavle kim meisi greater. Okay. So what the Gemara now is saying a chiddush. According to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, is that Rabbi Yaisi did not say retroactivity every time. He only said retroactivity if the word im was used. Then we say he meant from today if. But if he said when, then we don't say retroactivity. If the guy said to his wife, you are divorced when the sun comes up, he doesn't mean retroactive because he says when. Why is he saying when? When he's saying, I don't want it to be retroactive. If can be used two ways. If can be if when, or if retroactive. So therefore, if Rabbi says, man makes it retroactive. But if he says when, Zakhtrashi, Rabbi Yaisi doesn't say retroactivity. Because he's saying when. That means he's not wanting it to be retroactive. There's words that mean when. There are words that mean if or when. So the question is, did he mean if? Retroactive?
Almanac is automatic.
Right.
Why is if automatic?
It's not automatic. It's only if you use the date. According to Rabbi Yaisi, because it says mayayim. The date makes it mayayim.
But when would it
when, even with the date, doesn't mean mayayim, because he said when. He's saying, I don't want it to be today.
The date, it would not affect the case of when?
Let's read the Rashi. It's a beautiful Rashi. Ah, Thomas, let's read the Rashi. Look, Rashi. Nechinavka kamala. V'meiz balayla. Yeah. If he dies at night, lo yavagita. V'gabba masnisa nami arzagitach l'chloy ava l'achashnei mesuchaydash. If he says, this is your get, when I don't show up, not if I don't show up, but when I don't show up, lav getu. You can't rely on the time. He said, when I don't show up. When means I don't want it now. If can mean retroactive. When can't mean retroactive. Exactly. If he says retroactive, so this is Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is that Rabbi Yaisi himself wouldn't say it in a case when the guy said when. Because when is canceling the effect of the date. If can be retroactive, the date makes it retroactive. Tysus disagrees with this, Rashi. And he says, we don't hold like Rabbi Yaisi in the case of when. But Rabbi Yaisi himself would even say it in the case of when. Not if it's going to be chal on a later. It only needs a get date. We spoke out this question when we learned Rabbi Yaisi. And we said, how could the date prove retroactivity? You need a date because the get needs a date.
So
that was the question we spoke out then, and we spoke out that a get only needs a date because we have to know when it kicked in. It shouldn't cover for his niece. But if it's not kicking in for 12 months, we don't need a date because it's not kicking in anyway. that we spoke of then, when we learned it a few blot ago. But that's the kasha I'm asking. You're asking good kasha. We happen to have mentioned it already. But, you know, I mentioned it one time. It's not like...
If the sun comes out, what's the...
Don't ask me why the guy made such a foolish night.
That's not what I'm asking. In other words, does it come retroactive, or it's when the sun comes out? If...
Well, it depends. If you hold on, could be, I see the date makes it retroactive.
The date makes it retroactive. What does that mean?
That when the sun comes out, you're divorced from the middle of the night. Whenever he wrote the get.
Okay, so I'm going to special. I suppose the Mashiach isn't coming today or Shabbos, now, maybe even Sunday. But the sun is going to come out tomorrow. Is that a fair thing for me to say? Am I 100% sure that the sun will come out tomorrow?
I think it's fairly sure. I would pretty much put my bet on it.
With that, why don't
you... I'd probably give you 100 to 1 odds on that one.
I
don't know, in Cleveland, you don't know what sun comes out.
why isn't she divorced that minute? Why wait till the sun comes out tomorrow? Bet.
Again, divorce kicks in when he wants the divorce to kick in. The only time we had that problem was if he made it.
If. Thing if, not when.
And it's not retroactive.
And when is?
If means if and when. He didn't say, I'm divorcing you now, if. If he said, I'm divorcing you now, if, then right. You're right. Again, the word im has two meanings. We said this a few blocks ago.
Right.
Im can mean if, and im can mean if and when.
But this one is saying...
If without mehayayim, it automatically means if and when.
So she won't be divorced till tomorrow.
Correct.
What if he gives her a get on Friday?
I'm not going there. That's a kinyan on Shabbos. Can you divorce on Shabbos?
Yeah, that's
stay tuned. We'll talk about it in the eighth marriage. It's like making a sale that kicks in on Shabbos. Nothing to do with Hilchos Gittin. Ask me about anything else. Can I sell something online and the sale is going to kick in on Shabbos?
So this is retro.
It's not retro here.
In this case, it's the sun.
If he doesn't say, if it doesn't have Mayayim, it's not retro. If he does have Mayayim, then it's not on Shabbos.
Everyone says, so I'm thinking that at the end it means that Im Hashem is if the sun comes out.
Again, did he write Mayayim or did he not write Mayayim? Did he put a date in there? Did he not put a date in there? If he didn't, he just said Im, it's when, it's not if.
For example, the Im state say.
Can mean if and when, or it can mean if. We had this Gemara before, what does Im mean? Okay, now, there were two cases in the Mishnah. One case, he said to them, if I don't show up for 12 months, please write a get and give it to my wife. And one case, he said to them, write and give a get to my wife if I don't show up for 12 months. Two cases in the Mishnah. In one case, he said, if I don't show up for 12 months, write and give a get to my wife. And the other one, he said, write and give a get to my wife if I don't show up for 12 months. No, that's the question. Rabbi Yossi said, they can write it before 12 months and give it to her after 12 months. The Tanakhama said, it can't be written until after 12 months. Is Rabbi Yossi arguing on both cases or only on the latter case? What if he said, if I don't come for 12 months, write and give a get to my wife. And they wrote it before 12 months. What would Rabbi Yossi say there? Rabbi Yossi says, in the second case, if he said, write and give a get to my wife if I don't show up for 12 months, he means you can write it now and give it after 12 months. How about if he said it the other way? If I don't show up for 12 months, write and give a get to my wife. Would he argue in that case also or not? The Gemara has two opinions on that. Havamina and a Matzkana. First, the Gemara thinks, the Rabbi Yossi says, writing, we don't care when he writes. It's the giving that counts, no matter how the guy worded it. So you write it, and you don't know if you're going to have to end up giving it or not. And then Rabbi Yossi would say, I don't care how he worded it. Bottom line is, it's the giving that counts. The writing is not important. The second way of saying is no. If he says, if I don't show up, write it, he doesn't want it written till then. If he says, write it if I don't show up, and give it if I don't show up, he doesn't care when you write it. That's the Shiloh. What does Rabbi Yaisi mean? Talk to Gemara Baita. Amalei Rabbi Yaisi, Amalei Rabbi Yaisi, Leimek Sever Rabbi Yaisi, Kusav Get Atanai Kusher. That you can write the get, thinking he might not show up, so we'll write the get now, and if he doesn't show up, we'll give it to her. And even if he words it, if I don't show up right, you can write it beforehand. If he doesn't show up, it'll kick in. That's puzzle. Shiny hakam itahavelay the maimim lebasi kisvut nu. The right way of wording it would have been, if I don't show up, write it. Biyomer kisvut nu lebasi, and he says first write it before he says if I don't come. Hakikamer kisvut miyachshav itnu lebasi. Rabbanan say loishna hakim loishna hakim. Rabbanan say makes no difference. Rashi. It's a havamina and a maskana. It's not a machlek. Rashi. So to Rashi. What? Well, it's a machloikis in Reb Dad. Yeah, sorry. It's not a machloikis whether Reb Yaisi argues in the first case or not. That's what I'm going to say. I'm sorry. I apologize. Rashi, custom get out tonight, kosher. I feel like this guy about tonight. The hocha, he would see the lift of lachi is based chaydish. He said, write it after 12 months. Then, kadma v'kasvu, machshu Reb Yaisi. But name and Nami Aresha Pollock, is he arguing in the first case? The answer is no. But Havilei Lameim have a Aresha Vaida. In the first case, he's Maida, because he told the guy not to write until after a year. Rabbanan, the plig Yalei Savri, Leishnam or Kisu Leibasi, Leishnam Leibasi Kisu, makes no difference. Leitziva Lekasre Lachayud Beis Chedish. Dr. Gemar Vaiter, Tana Rabbanan, Laachar Shvua Shonam. What if he says to his wife, if I don't come back till after Shemitah, the get is a get. What is after Shemitah? He can still come back after Shemitah. If I don't come back after Shemitah, it's a get. Now, after Shemitah is eternity. Right? There's thousands of years after Shemitah. So what does that mean? If I don't come back after Shemitah, it should be a get. Shana. That's a year. And people speak, if he doesn't come back after Shemitah means he doesn't come back in the year after Shemitah. That's what it means. He has a year after Shemitah to show up. Lach HaShana. What if he says, if I don't come back till after the year? Now, after the year, how long? Chaydash. He has a month. Lach HaChaydash. If I don't come back after the month, Shabbos, he has a week. Lach HaShabbos. What if I don't come back till after Shabbos? My. What is after Shabbos? Yosef Rav Zeira Kameh de Ravasi, Pamela Ravasi Kameh de Rav Yechilim, become our Chad B'Shabbo Trey Tlas of Basar Shabbat. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is after Shabbos. Above, Chom Shu Maile Shabbos at Chad B'Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is the next Shabbos. When you say, I'll be there after Shabbos, it means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So therefore, if he says, I don't show up after Shabbos, he means I won't come to after Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. If I come Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I came in time. That's why, by the way, we say L'chun Aranin on Wednesday morning. But the same thing that we say Kabbalah Shabbos. Because on Wednesday starts the Kabbalah Shabbos of the next week. So we say L'chun Aranin. And I was told, and not that I know this, that the Mekubalim say that there's the Nefesh of Shabbos starts entering on Wednesday. We start welcoming the next Shabbos on Wednesday. The Nefesh of Shabbos comes on Wednesday, the Ruach on Thursday, the Neshama on Friday, whatever that means, and therefore it's we're already entering the next Shabbos.
Abdullah. We call Tuesday night?
Abdullah till end of Tuesday night for the same reason.
I'm saying,
yeah, exactly. Logically speaking, one can make Abdullah to Tuesday night.
So Tuesday night is part of Wednesday morning?
Tuesday night is Wednesday morning. Logically, our day starts at night. Rashi, la'achar shvua shana. Zegitichem la'avah la'achar shvua zu. If I don't come after Shemitah zu, mamtinu la'shana shminis. The whole shana shminis, kruya achar shvua. Chad b'shabbat, trey b'shabbat, las b'shabbat, kari b'asher shabbat. Shavra, Revi, Chamishi, V'Shav, Shishi, Nikol, Mashem, Shabbos, Abba.
I meant till Tuesday night.
Unlike when it said after the month you have a Shabbos there, it meant a week. Here, Acher Shabbos means after Shabbos. Tanya Rabbi Eimer. La'acher harego, shleishim yoimes. After you, if his guy says, if I don't show up after Yom Tov, he got a month after Yom Tov to show up. Rashi, la'acher harego, la'acher harego, tzarek la'am tov zame jayim. Dr. Gemara, Nafik, Rav Chiya, Darshim, Ishmei, the Rebbe, v'kosua. Rav Chiya said it over the name of Rebbe, and everybody praised him, because we don't paskin that way. So as long as he's attributed to Rebbe only, that indicated that Rabbanan argue. So therefore, they praised him for giving it only to Rebbe. Mishmei the Rabbim, however, then he said it over as a fact, as everybody agrees to it. They were not happy, because we don't paskin this way. Meaning like this, if I came in and said a certain paisik paskin, okay, so you know the certain paisik paskin, that doesn't mean everybody agrees. But if I come in and say, the halacha is, that sounds consensus. And if it's not a consensus, it's not true. So therefore, they were not happy when he said it over Mishmei the Rabbim, because we don't paskin that way. You say it in the name of Rebbe, that's fine.
The
Rego one, only the Rego one. The Rishayim asked, so what happens after Rego? So there's no clarity on this. There's one sheet that says halfway to the other Yom Tov, just like Shabbos is halfway. There's one sheet that says you get 3 days like for Shabbos. And there's one sheet that says you get one day, and there's one sheet that gets all day. By the way, Havdalah, what happens if you miss Maitzi Yom Tov Havdalah? It's a big machloikas. We paskim one day. So there's a gay Lamaisa making Havdalah and get. I don't know what that look is. We don't make Tzroim and get, so we don't have to deal with it.
Why are they saying it's not like Rebbe?
He said in the name of Rebbe, they praised it, that he kept it from Rebbe. He said it's Rebbe, that way they don't have to paskin that way. That's what Rav Chiya quoted.
But why would you do it in a cult, what's the word called? A diluted way.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Say it straight that we have to do a bunner.
Again?
You do.
We don't paskin like Rebbe.
Right. Don't say Rebbe says this. Say Rabbanan say this.
Again, Rav Chiya was quoting Rebbe. He's allowed to quote Rebbe. He wasn't paskining. He said it from Rebbe. The Eilam was happy that he said it from Rebbe because that indicated that not everybody agreed. So they can paskin the other way. Whereas they came in and he said it as a fact, that means he's paskining that way as a fact, and that they didn't praise him because they disagreed with that. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, because Sul Yafa Amar to the Vadi Yichudo Amra, Rebbe definitely said it. They didn't want to agree to it as a fact, which was the last Okasa Kavase. Hadra Lach Mishachaz, Adlach Mishachaz, Adlach Mishachaz. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Hazayrik get Leishai. Now, remember that the Halacha is, one does not need a woman's agreement to give her a get. It's only a chayim rabbeinu gershom. But till then, you can divorce a wife. A person can divorce his wife without her acquiescing. He puts it in her hand, she's divorced. What happens if she's in her house? And he throws it into the house. Now, the Gemara is going to want to know, what if she's not in her house and he throws it into the house? What does v'hi b'teich beisa mean? He throws it and she's in her house. What if she's not in her house? What if she's shopping? And he throws it into her living room.
That's her house.
But she's not there. The Mishnah says, V'hi b'taych beisa.
That's her. First of all, it's never her house anyhow.
That's a good question. The Gemara will ask that question as well. Baruch Hashem, you can copy the Gemara's question. In fact, Rashi will also address it a little bit, yes.
But wherever she is her shust, like Rabbi.
Again, somebody walks over to a woman's house and throws the get through the window into the house. He opens the window, drops it into the living room floor. She's not home. She's shopping. That's why he's divorcing her. She's shopping. In Saks Fifth Avenue, they paid for this advertisement. Or she's shopping online and she doesn't have internet in her house, so she's at the place where you can go to.
Called the library.
No, they make a place. They go kosher. And they have a place. Yeah. The Ibatech Mesa. Ibatech Hatzera. Through an entire courtyard and she's there. Kaizumu Gereshis. Now, in order to understand even Avram's Kasha, the same shot in Avram's Kasha, we have to organize it. What house is this? A woman, when she gets married, has two choices what to do with her property. She can either do Nichsei Melug or Nichsei Tzay Barzo. Nichsei Melug is she retains ownership of the house. All profits and deficits are hers, except he has the right to use the house. He has the ownership of the usage of the house. Legally, it's under her name, and he has, as a husband, he has the right of whatever is done in that house is his. That's Nichsei Melug. Nichsei Tzay Barzo is we evaluate the house, and we write into the Ksuba that this woman brought in a house worth that. At the end of this marriage, he will return to her that value. If it goes up in value, he gains. If it goes down in value, he loses. If it's a Beechwood, he made money. If it's in East Cleveland, he lost. Right? That's what it is. That's called Tzay Barzo. Now, if it's Tzay Barzo, it's not her house anymore. She's entitled to the value, but she doesn't own it anymore. She basically sold it to her husband to be paid at the end of the marriage. If it's Nichsei Melug, it is legally her house. The problem is, she has no right to use it. It's his usage. So how can she be divorced? So that's going to be the Gemara's Kasha. But Rashi right away speaks out. So Nichsei Melug, Vizarkala Gabi Karka, put it on the ground in her house. Harzumi Gereshis, the Kansel Achatzeira Kilanasna Beyond the Kizmafarish Begemara. The Teichaika, the Teichalas, Harzumi Gereshis, we didn't learn that part yet.
What about the scenario where her father gives her property and says, I'm not, you own it, and your husband can't, doesn't have any say in the matter?
So that's a makloikis if it works.
Oh, yeah.
Can anybody give a woman something I'm a nashein lebayil rishusba? It's a makloikis. I have no idea today. I have no idea. I mean, I don't know anybody that sets up Nichsei Melug, Nichsei Tzay Barzo. I don't know all this anyway. I mean, I'm not paskin. It's a makloikis tanoim. So, you know, that depends. Whether he can do it or not. And theoretically, if that happens, then ain't enough. Then she could have something that he doesn't have ownership. We'll continue Mirchashem on Monday. Sunday morning is Chazar. Everybody should have a wonderful, great Shabbat.